A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After staying in Antioch some time, Paul left and traveled in orderly sequence through the Galatian country and Phrygia, bringing strength to all the disciples. A Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, an eloquent speaker, arrived in Ephesus. He was an authority on the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord and with ardent spirit spoke and taught accurately about Jesus, although he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wanted to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. After his arrival, he gave great assistance to those who had come to believe through grace. He vigorously refuted the Jews in public, establishing from the scriptures that the Christ is Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God is King of all the earth. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God is King of all the earth. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. God is King of all the earth. The princes of the peoples are gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. For gods are the guardians of the earth. He is supreme. God is King of all the earth. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. These father sayings from John chapter 16, our gospel the last few days, might seem cryptic, but to me they're very beautiful. They're simple, but there's a depth to them. So the simplicity is that you have the authority, and I've mentioned this before, you have the authority to go to God, to go to Jesus Christ, God the Father, in the Holy Spirit, and to ask for something in his name, to, you know, whether it be a favor or a question, and to plunge deeper into the mystery. So I have this authority, yes, because I'm a priest, but because I've taken this, what Jesus says in this gospel, to heart, and I do this. So that's what makes me authority, not so much like my ordination or the title or whatever, but just that I'm baptized, and you can do the same thing. And I really have to emphasize this because I get so many people who don't realize that they have this ability. Because I'm always asked questions, you know, like, why can't I hear, when I pray, why can't I hear God? You know, he doesn't say anything in response to me. Or, you know, what's the deal with evil in the world or suffering? And, you know, the million other questions that you know. And as many, those of you who know me well, you know what my response always is you got to pray about it. Have you asked Jesus that? Well, he doesn't say anything to me. Well, have you actually asked him the question? Like, Lord, you know, I want to hear your voice. Why won't you speak to me? Or do you just like keep talking and reeling off, you know, your prayers or whatever and not allow for any space and for God to respond to you? So it's, you know, it's like we're creative and we can adapt. And we're smart when it comes to the things of the world. But when it comes to our spiritual lives, it's like we shut off our brains and we make ourselves children in like the bad way. Like, oh, I can't do this, or this is impossible. And I just kind of, you know, give up or resign myself to this kind of mediocrity. It's like, no. You can be great. You can be a great prayer. You can know the Father in a very special way. And that's what my job really is. Not to tell you about the Father, but just to encourage you. Like, you can go to the Father and you can tell me about the Father. And I want you to. In fact, I need you to. That's what's going to make our church and our parish strong. And trust that, yes, this is possible because God wants this. He wants this for you. So ask anything in his name, yes, and enjoy seeing the face of the Heavenly Father. Amen.